cliffcentral.com.
It's a new era. Hansi Mufana, I know you're Zim Conversations with your boy KF every Friday, 1 to 2 p.m. on cliffcentral.com with the immigrants. Here illegally, maybe legally, I really don't know though. All I know is that I got a couple of millions on the show today, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Snap, so it's a holiday. I got to say something to my South African people real quick. Y'all call it Reconciliation Day. Ain't no reconciliation happening in South Africa. Like, I mean, my South African friends, my black South African friends see me talking to white people like, oh my God, where am I? How far? And when my white friends see me talking to black people, they're like, how do you get along with them, Kasiwe? Because you went to good schools. You went to private schools in Zimbabwe, didn't you? Like, do you guys know? There's no reconciliation happening. I mean, there's a whole lot that still needs to be done in regards to race in South Africa. It's a very big issue. I mean, you see social settings where you can actually tell the demarcations. And I got a sister called Dory. She's my sister from another color. And it's when people see us together, it's really awkward. Like, they're like, wait, so how are you guys related? I'm like, we're related. But anyway, moving on to more interesting issues other than racism and South Africa. Zim Conversations, man. I got some very special people on the show today, man. Kamu's running late, but he's going to be here soon. You know, Big Daddy Black. I got two Tendais. Tendai Crimson Blue. I know a whole lot of brothers are like, oh my God, this dog, he got Crimson on the show. I mean, I wish they had live streaming. I wish they had video. We're not recording this.
No.
How you doing, man?
I'm good. How are you?
Not too bad. You're looking good, too.
Thank you.
Yeah,
thank
man.
You, thank
so
you.
What are we doing later? Let's talk about that off air. Huh? Talk
off
about
air.
It. Off
yeah.
air. Then I got the legendary goal scorer of all time. Hey, we're moving to England. Guys, I just got a new job. Cliff Central got it. Goodbye. I got the legendary Tendai Ndoro. Golly, man. Tendai, what do you say?
What do you say, Fad?
Baba. How about your hair is different colors again today. On Saturday, it was just pink, right?
It was red, but it was faded.
It was faded.
Yeah.
Nasi, you got the blonde, black, and the slight pink.
Yeah. Ndrugadzira, yesterday you're going to go Afghan.
Hey!
Zimbabwean flag.
You already know. Thank you. Thank you. I mean, thank you. You represent a lot for our country. You represent success. And you represent, you know, the things that we can do across our borders as a country. And I think one thing that we really need as a country is a whole lot of motivation.
Yeah.
And I think you give that to the people of Zimbabwe. We're proud of you, man.
Thank you.
All right. So let's talk about Crimson. What's good?
A lot, man.
What's new?
Collaborations coming up.
Tell me about that.
New.
Who? French Montana? Huh?
I wish. I wish. A few DJs I can't say yet until the music drops.
There's a lot that you said you can't say, but you know, I'm going to ask you. You shouldn't tell me those things.
Yeah,
I mean, you shouldn't tell me ahead of time. Like, kiss you, don't ask. Oh, snap, I always use my government name. Guys, it's not that name on the show. It's KF on the show. It's just KF. Yeah, but anyway.
I ain't. In studio with Ja Seed.
Oh, snap.
As well.
Yeah.
We
legendary.
Have something coming up that's going to be hot.
Okay.
And I can't wait to do that. A lot of performances coming up as well. A lot of new music this coming year. I'm planning on working on a new album.
Okay.
So that's what's up.
Tell me, like, how do you see, like, I mean, the industry, we don't, apart from Ja Praiser, who else? Tindo, who else do you know from Zim musically? Obviously, Tuku and, but apart from Ja Praiser, who's really killing it?
I don't know, man. It's like, it's what's killing it in Zim?
What's wrong?
What's wrong?
That's the question I want to ask.
I think a lot of things are wrong with the infrastructure.
Okay.
So that affects the musician. Because people, before they can go and spend money on entertainment, they need to spend money on the necessities. You understand?
Is that completely true? Because they're poor people in America. They're still buying CDs. That's a question I'm actually going to pose to our other guest, Reverend Frank Buyanga, in terms of the business side of things.
Do you think?
I think, because I'm not going to say, do people stop wearing clothes because, do people stop wearing fashionable, like, you know.
But people would just rather, go, like, one person buy the CD and everybody else copy it. As opposed to everyone going buy the CD.
So there's no support.
The support's not there. People would rather buy a Drake CD.
Yeah.
As opposed to
a Crimson Blue CD.
Yeah.
And you had a really dope performance at the Zimbabwe Achievers Awards, man. That was sick.
Thank you.
I was there sitting next to somebody, but I was like, who that though? I'm like, wait, Crimson's coming on?
Thank you.
And I noticed on your CD, there's a lot of production by Arthur.
He's
legend. That's legendary status. How did that come about?
I was on a competition in 2013 called You Can Do It on SABC1. And I was one of the winners of that. And so there was a bunch of stuff that happened. And then in the end, he called me and was like, let's work.
Oh, he called you?
Yeah.
Oh, snap.
Yeah.
Tendai texts me. Like, oh, hey, Zimbo's in South Africa. Tendai Ndoro, he just texts me like, Akunde. Because I know they're surprised. They're like, wait, this brother, like, nah.
Yeah.
How does this dude been here for like 11 months? He what? Nah, man. You gotta be kidding. All right. So, how did you feel about, how was the chemistry? Like, how did everything, what type of dude is he? Like,
He's very chilled. He's a cool guy. When I joined the company first, I was writing for, because my writing is what got me there.
Oh, you're a writer? You're like a Ryan Leslie?
Yeah.
No, I'm just saying, like, I you know what? I really appreciate music, and I want to know who's behind the music.
I write,
you know,
all my own stuff and stuff for other people as well. So okay. I joined the company as a writer. And then after 1 month, I started working on my own album.
All right, sweet. Yeah. Sweet. What's the album called?
It's called Tendai.
Where can we get it?
iTunes.
Amazon?
No, not yet.
Okay.
But it's going into distribution as well, into physical stores.
Okay.
Very soon.
And so what genre are you? Is it pop? Because there's a real like disconnection with genres and music these days. You don't know, are you a hip hop artist or you're a singer? Do you like, is it jazz? Is it Sungura?
I think it's, I would call my music alternative. Because it infuses different factors, different genres.
Big Daddy Black is in the building.
What up, fam?
You're going to have to find him. You're going to have to share a mic with somebody.
I can't share no mic, man.
You're just going to chill it? Hey, we can actually hear your voice from all the way there, though.
You guys can actually share a mic because you're a couple.
How do you know they're a couple?
Man, I know everybody.
You know, for real? Tindo, don't say them missing.
Hello, ma.
Now you're saying hello into the earphones, dog. Like,
hey, ma.
You gotta get the mic.
Okay, what's going on?
Hey, hold on, Tindo.
Tindo, can I not matter, Marcus? Okay, what's up, people? I'm sorry, I'm so late, man. Like, it's crazy.
I see you brought the kids.
Hey.
I see you brought the kids.
It's the damn kids, man.
Hey, what up? How y'all doing?
Damn kids.
Oh, snap. They look like
they're
little
hiding.
Big Daddy Blacks.
They're terrible, these kids.
Oh, snap. They look like terrible little kids.
They are terrible looking.
Look like they cost a lot
of
money.
But they're going to be Dory's problem in the next few weeks.
What a family. You good?
I'm good, man. How you doing?
Chilling.
Patterson, did you get the song?
No. Okay, like, cool. But I plugged it. So I'm
no, because you're a G.
It's because I told him, I'm like, tonight, why were you dealing with Kamu? I didn't get no like why you didn't no like why
that's,
like do you know
so
who you're
mean.
Like
but there's something wrong like really oh so I have a problem today.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying. Hashtag.
I don't think you have a problem.
Thank you. You know, I'm 15 minutes late.
So I'm moving to the UK.
Who's moving to the UK?
Could you please assist me with that accent? Could you pull it
off?
Yeah,
of course. Now you can definitely do that.
I'm going to become a manager.
You're going to be a manager for who?
The pro right here.
Well, look, okay, first and foremost, this is very, very important. Fire, how are you here without me knowing? Because you better look at your girlfriend because she knows what's going on. So why is Fire here and I didn't know? Who invited Fire here without telling me?
Dog, you know, me and him, we were just talking. We were having lunch the other day.
You were having lunch with Fire? Fire, how you doing, my brother?
I'm okay, my boss. How are you?
I'm good, man. Finally, we meet indirectly. You come to my workplace instead of me coming to your workplace. And it's unfortunate because, you know, I'm a Sundance fan. You know,
So the security guard was on his case. He's like, but no, why did you lose that game?
But that's how it's supposed to be.
And I'm like,
because they expect him to score all the goals.
Like, hey, can you chill, bro? And tonight's just there like, Jesus Christ.
Really? Like, but I mean, that's how like crazy South African fans are. You know?
Yeah, bro.
If you score two goals, they think you'll score all of them.
No. Hey, the love. I'm like, tonight you're lucky that it's a holiday.
Yeah, otherwise
because people
are
like, hey,
real.
So can we please put it on Instagram? Are you okay if we take you on Instagram?
Are you serious?
I'm like, oh Jesus,
what's happening with the workplace? Okay, my bad. Sorry, I think I really like disrupted the entire conversation.
No. I mean, we were talking to Crimson. Crimson doesn't want to say a lot. Crimson,
she can't say a lot.
So you dating?
Did she tell
you
that she can't say a lot?
Say what?
I said, are you dating? Did you break up with Mile?
Sorry.
Mile, are you listening? I hope you're listening. Did you break up with Mile?
Who's Mile? Tech
Mile. Mile, the dude, you know that those songs I'm always playing, Marcus and
No
Mile?
Comment.
Last Forever, those jams.
Oh, you were dating Mile?
Yeah.
No comment.
Okay, what's the point of
that? Awkward silence.
Crimson, don't come here with that.
Palace, no. Do you have something to play for an awkward silence? Wait, come on, wait. Palace is going to do something. Do something. Do something hot, Palace. Come on,
we need
hot
to fire Palace, I swear. Like, we need to get someone.
No, never, dog.
Not just because you guys had a relationship doesn't make a difference.
Wait, what was that?
Hey,
I like that.
That actually works.
That works. Yeah.
That works.
See? And you wanted to fire her.
I still do. It doesn't make a difference.
I'd just rather not discuss that.
Your relationship?
Yeah.
Okay.
Really?
But that's what people want to know, though.
Exactly.
Like, yo, Beyonce, Jay-Z.
People want to know who you're sleeping with. That's the most important
thing. Yeah. Drake, Trevor Noah.
Like, really? We're going to ask you to. Don't even laugh. We're coming to you now.
Let's just say it's complicated.
Okay. What is it complicated with him or with another dude?
It's complicated in life.
General. Okay, so there's another dude in the picture. Mal is out. That is obvious.
No,
I'm always the other dude, dog. I'm always the other dude. Because the minute the girls see me, they're like, wait, but what am I doing with... The only thing is I'm broke.
Are you single?
You know what I mean? Huh?
Are you single?
Hey, wait, hold on. This is not my interview.
Yes.
Hey, hold up.
Are you single, fam?
So, hey, Cynthia, what's good, homie?
Hi.
How you doing? We got a beautiful dark-skinned girl called Cynthia.
There's a big-ass Bentley downstairs.
Oh, we can't talk about that.
No, but we obviously can, because I was quite pissed off when I saw it, because it's in like, our area, so our spot. Timo Touch is not here, so... Like, we don't have any ballers around. Like, no one is balling in this
glad station. The Bentley came and not the Phantom.
Well, I've heard about the Phantom.
I saw the Phantom at the awards.
And the Bentley's still running. It's still running.
Do you do that for fun? Keep it running, Frank?
Frank, what is wrong? First, Frank, what are you doing?
Why do keep it running?
What are you doing, Frank?
Why does he keep it running?
What is that?
Hey!
Okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Right, so we need something for that. They keep it running because of the air conditioning. We need something.
Yes. Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Buyanga, ano chingetiza mota yake, iripa just running because it's air conditioning.
Can we get the air conditioning in here before
he leaves?
It's a
big bed.
He might just leave.
He might want to sponsor us, you know, obviously.
Those talks are already in play. Don't mess things up.
Is that happening, Frank?
Don't mess things up.
Really?
Don't mess things
up. I'm not going to mess it up, man.
Those things are already happening.
We need a December check.
First of all, Umbro.
Yeah.
And then Boyanga something. I don't know.
Tindo, this one.
Yeah.
You talk about it. Because I'm going to be looking. Don't worry about DM.
Tendai, do you get overwhelmed at times with the? Yeah, we got two Tendais. Do you get overwhelmed sometimes, like with the success? Does it, you know, coming from the hood, man? Like if I was
clearly look at his head.
No, I mean for real though. But like, I mean, it's like Pastor Even.
Yeah,
when he came out of court. When he was released.
Okay.
And then he's got like 3,000 people, and then they've got him on his shoulders. Yeah. And remember when I said, I'm like, guys, if that was me, I would have felt like Jesus.
I'd be there
like, hey, can you bow down and touch my toes?
I would have asked for donations.
As a human being, let's not lie to each other. As human beings, sometimes it gets overwhelming. Like, you walked in here on a holiday, and from the door, like, he's like, hey, bruh. He called me. He's like, Kiss, can you come get me from the door?
I was shocked.
Because
like, literally.
The security guard, and these guys are very professional dudes, because, you know. Yeah. But this dude's like, no.
No, but the guy needs answers.
No, because he can't just see someone and say, Nestle Sabafit.
But after all,
we humans, we can't just go to the stadium. Want to lose game.
Fire, you can't say that.
Hey, okay. How are you, no. Mr. Ndoro? I'm okay, boss.
Yeah.
What happened? I can answer you.
Yes.
Now. But not just say, you haven't greeted me, say, yes, it is.
Yeah. But you see, that's the passion of football fans. It's like me, if I saw Steven Gerrard 6 years ago, I wasn't going to be like, Steven, how
but
are
Kamu,
you?
That's
I'll be
my
like,
exact...
how do you miss a penalty?
But Kamu, that's my exact point. Does it not get overwhelming? Like, can you just go to a mall? Can you just chill? Can you go out and eat with your girl and just be you?
Maybe you should ask her. You should ask her.
Yeah, she looks very comfortable where she is right now. Yeah, she's like, hey, I got this.
Well, we're going to expose her today. Tell her.
Oh, yeah, you can. I'll just go out with my girlfriend.
But now I'm going to say, like on the streets. Like,
yeah, it's too much. Because sometimes I end up putting a hoodie, but
But that explains all the hoodies. You see,
now because he's always in a hoodie. Yeah,
but it makes sense. Look, so I know Orlando Paris. Celebrity, people, though. They're not fine.
You're an actual celebrity.
Yes,
like Justin Bieber kind of celebrity. Yeah, like people will mug you.
He's the Justin Bieber of soccer.
Yeah, a top goal scorer.
Do you actually watch like the PSL like hectically?
Now I'm gonna
have to. But you see, because
we're getting a booth.
There's no other player who makes sense except for him. I'm serious. There's nothing any of them can do to me.
Yeah, I
know. Because I know all their houses. I know where they stay. So they can't do anything to me.
I mean, how do you know?
So this is how it works.
I see Camus' son walking around saying, "Hey, can I get in there?"
Yeah, he's probably looking at
trying to be on radio. Come through, young man.
Don't let that man get on radio, man. It's gonna expose him.
But Chinna, you're an actual, like, actual celebrity.
Yes.
I know.
So if I started wrong, because, like, I mean, I wanted to believe I'm a celebrity. I get to places and be like, okay, who? Like, I mean, ain't nobody care.
Like, no,
I don't.
Cynthia, right?
Yeah.
Who is Crimson's friend, who's here on the show today.
Yeah.
Was like, so what's the show called, by the way?
Are you for real?
What's your name? I'm like, what? Like, why?
Who are you? How can you come to our house and you ask us who we are?
They don't care.
They obviously don't
care. They care when they see you next to Gareth.
Well, wait until Frank starts sponsoring our show. Then you respect us. Oh, yeah.
And then when we're rolling up in the Bentleys.
But I would just want the Bentley that's downstairs. And the driver. Frank, can we keep the driver? How do we end up having a whole bunch of Zimbabwean, real Zimbabwean celebrities today? The only person who's missing is
I had this planned out.
Janimbi's missing.
I had this planned
out. I think he's in Dubai.
No, Janimbi would not be a part of this conversation.
Well, why not? Why not?
You just put me on the. Why are you trying to put me on the spot?
Is he not a modern day Zimbabwean celebrity? Janimbi has this. He's got the similar
Janimbi haircut. Janimbi can walk in the streets, no one will know him.
How?
Like in the streets of Joburg.
It's impossible.
Like people wouldn't know him.
They wouldn't?
People in Joburg?
Okay, everybody.
I bumped that dude in sweatpants in Sandton City. He was just, you know, there just chilling.
But everybody would
take this nigga in sweatpants and try to walk around Sandton City with tonight.
This is a PSL. You know what I mean? This is a totally different situation now. I'm talking about people who drank all the free champagne.
And which I did not have a sip of. I mean, he could have taken 1/100 of that budget to sponsor our show for 10 years.
I'm already talking to Janimbi right now. So remember,
right? I feel personally, you know, like, that's a gone for me, man.
No, it is an issue.
It's an issue.
Jose was there with his big ass chain, and they can't even pop out like $5,000. Like, you know.
Come on, man, do something. We got rent to pay.
We need new T-shirts and stuff. Palace is struggling. We don't have lunch. Nothing's going on here.
Thank Nothing's you. Going on, man.
But it's cool.
Now, we'll take care of it. We'll take care of it.
That's another one for another day.
We'll take care of it. I wanted to ask, you know what, Crimson, how long have you been in the country for?
Since college, which is like 6 years.
Okay. Really?
It's more than 6 years. Has it only been 6 years?
It's 6 years.
And that was like an awkward silence. Palisa, you got to throw something there, like when there's an awkward silence like that. It's as if they had a kid together and they're thinking, wait, when did we have our kid, by the way?
But these things happen. You need to ask those questions. Like, when did they actually have this kid? You see, that's why I tattooed my son's birthday on my arm, because I would forget.
Come on, I don't see that. I don't see that. Those are stars.
I'm a five-star general.
Where is it?
That's my son's birthday. Yeah.
Okay, are you going to tattoo all your kids' birthdays?
I got a lot of kids, man. That's like two other arms, you know?
Yeah.
How has it been, like, you know, trying to come up since you've been here? The hustle. Because it wasn't really that hard for us. Like, we just emailed Gareth, and he emailed back, then he said, we'll give you a show.
Did she tell you about how she was a gangster rapper before? Did you tell them you were a gangster rapper?
I was not a gangster rapper.
You were a gangster rapper.
Were you a gangster rapper?
I was not a gangster rapper.
You want to be
gangster?
How do you call yourself Crimson Blue if you're not a gangster of some sort?
Hey, Crimson Blue, wasn't that like a movie, Crimson Tide? Crimson?
No, that's not where the name came from.
Where did it come from?
It's a description of my personality.
So she's a gangster. This is what
just
I'm saying.
Went all sexy on there. She's like, it's a description of my personality.
Kessie, look, I'm gonna Kev, I'm gonna ask you for the last time.
Okay.
On this show, you represent the both of us. Stop the flirting with people who come into this thing. Please.
No, but that's how she said it, though.
No. What is sexy about what she said?
She said, it's a representation of what? Say it again.
If Palliser plays a background song, it's sexy to you. What is wrong with you? Can you respect the guest, please?
Okay, my apologies.
Anyway, okay. Gangster
Frank, don't take that.
So you didn't
Frank, are we still getting sponsorship?
You can sponsor half of the show. This half of the show. Jeez. Okay, it's funny. I'll tell you why. Because I kind of followed her career from, like, back in the day. Okay. So the transition and then the whole, like, you know, obviously getting involved with the people we can't mention. Boo. But yeah, well. Yeah.
You need to record that and put that on Palace's thing.
No, but like, yeah, like, I mean, like, okay, we can't mention this, but we can. We don't really care.
I was going to mention
it. I'm going to mention it.
And then she told me not to mention it. I'm like, wait.
I'm actually
seriously tell me not to mention something because I will mention it purposely.
She sent me a detailed WhatsApp on the things to say and not to say. So, okay, fine. So, okay, the old Kings of Music Records Company that then.
The ones who don't matter anymore.
The ones who don't matter anymore. Okay,
Mabala Noise has taken everything.
I hate Mabala Noise.
But they've taken everything, Baba. They've taken everything.
Are they bigger than those guys?
I think it's Mabala.
Yeah.
It's
currently,
It's the only two groups right now in terms of hip-hop and R&B.
I think Mabala Noise.
Mabala and Ambitious.
I think Mabala Noise is whack. Yeah,
they just have the capital.
Well, Mabala Noise isn't really.
And no expertise.
They have the capital and they like. Okay.
You see, that's something else we need to ask Frank. If you've got capital, what more do you need?
You need a brain.
Nah. I mean, you know what? Guys, does Donald Trump have a brain?
Yes, he does. A fully functional one.
He's got a brain full of money.
Okay, there you go. But this is
capital.
But this is what Mabala doesn't
have. He does have a brain.
Capital will buy you everything.
He definitely has a brain.
But Mabala Noise has got clothes. They've got clothes for their artists.
You see, what people don't understand is that Donald Trump doesn't actually have. He's not the smartest person in the world.
No.
But you see, the good thing about having money and not being the smartest person in the world is that you surround yourself with people
who are smart.
And that's what. So when you say Donald Trump has a brain, I'm like, nah, no. Donald just went. He goes on tweet rages like over the weekend, and then just messes up 24 years of foreign policy over a tweet.
Which is cool.
But you know what? He's smart enough to know that he's not smart. So he gets smart people around him.
And you know what he said? Like,
and now he's the president of the
first world.
Okay,
he left. Over 20 years ago, he said that he would be the president and he would do it a certain way. And that's exactly how he did it.
Frank, yeah, I think you... Okay, so after I managed Tendai's career in the English Premier League, which is 5 years from now.
We don't have 5 years with this dude, I'm saying.
I'm going to work for him.
We need to get in now. January window is coming.
No, I'm saying we're going to work for 5 years. Then after that, I'm going to ditch him. After he becomes an alcoholic and starts acting like Wayne Rooney and stuff. Actually, Tendai doesn't drink.
That's a problem.
Yeah, he doesn't
drink. So we can't
great.
5 years from now, after the English Premiership, I don't know how old you're going to be, Frank, but I'm hoping you'll be old enough to run for president. We got the money. Let's do this.
What?
I went to school for a very long time just for...
Did you
Not to lead at all? Okay, we're going to talk about that.
Did someone just endorse Frank on this show?
Not yeah.
Thank you. Thank you, Frank.
That was, I gave the endorsement. You know what? A lot of people said, I will never run for president.
I will run for...
I do not want to be a leader.
If I get the chance, I'm sprinting for president. I will lead some Zimbabweans, Baba. Strong. I'll wear everything. Rolex, Cartiers. Yes.
Frank, this is actually not your interview yet. But then because it's you, we're going to talk to you either way. Sometimes... leadership is forced upon people. Sometimes the people actually say, yo, we need your guidance. I don't think Moses wanted to be where he was, separating seas. I would love to separate seas. I bet when Moses, I want to think about what Moses was like in actual person when he separated the sea. He was like, people can't see, but y'all can see.
Obviously. Do you think it was that easy?
No.
I don't know.
But I can imagine.
Do you think he was like,
what? Yeah, of course. This is the power of God.
Yeah.
Imagine the power of God, like, just catching you, dog. Imagine me walking in here with the power of God.
You know what? I think I see
I'll
the power of God.
Lives,
I see the power of God every day. Looking at y'all people, I see the power of God. Looking at the success that's in this room right now. Looking at Zimbabweans just making it, just hustling, just killing it. We got top goal scorers. We've got amazing artists, you know, all the way from college, starting
so
from
when are you
scratch
joining Sundance?
To working
just
with
tell
Arthur. Come on. You know, that's crazy. But anyway.
So tonight, you just confirmed that he's joining Sundance.
Kamu, do you want to... Can we not, please? We are not... Tendai and I are not joining Sundance.
Oh! I totally
We're
forgot.
We're still at...
Oh, Southampton. Southampton.
Okay.
That's not
Unless the Pirates bump the cheese.
But Tendai, be honest. You don't want to play it in the PSL much longer. You hate it there.
Oh.
Be honest. Have you seen the checks, Baba, in the UK?
Yeah, yeah. I've seen the church.
Have you seen the models in the nightclubs in the UK? Mama, you can't stay here.
The missus is right here, Kamu.
But I'm just trying to be
Are
honest.
Are you trying to destroy
this,
relationships?
This is a real radio show. We're not going to lie to anybody. There's Chisanyamas here. There, Baba. There's a Chisanyama of 100 times better.
No, see,
you might even bump into Ronaldo and his girls there.
There are Chisanyama here, but I never been.
Why? Next week, next week we're doing a 10-9 Doro and Zoom Conversations Chisanyama tour. How's that?
You know what? I think we should actually do that.
Yes.
Yo, we need to get a venue. And then, because a lot of people want to meet you, can we do that?
Can we
organize that?
Yeah, can we do that?
I've never been to those places.
You're going to enter this time,
we're organizing an event just for you.
Don't worry. It's for
Cliff Central, yes. Media partner, and then...
I won't be available.
Can you just lie that you will be so that people pay for the tickets?
At least, you know.
And then you don't show up.
At least let us make our money, man. You know, like, really?
Tonight's like, no, I won't be available.
I won't be available. But if Southampton put in an offer, you're going to be available, right?
Yeah.
That's all I want to hear.
Right, all my UK, what do they call them? Scouts? Whatever.
Scouts.
Like the people who go and find
scouts. Zimbabweans, they're all nurses. Scouts. No scouts there.
Okay, Crimson, we need you to introduce, Palisa, introduce the song that we're going to listen to next. This is off of your album.
Yeah, my album titled Tendai.
Which we can get on iTunes.
You can get it on iTunes. And
oh, how's your sister,
by the way? Why do you keep talking like that? What are you going to...
Stop it.
Which you can get on iTunes.
Like, really?
What? No, I'm just saying. For real, though. That's the way...
Do you want to leave the show pregnant?
No,
honestly.
I'm just saying, if people could see the way she's talking, she's got her lips all over them like...
No.
My album. Titled Tendai.
Did I say it like that?
That's how you said it. We've got the podcast. This is recorded.
Okay.
You see, even the way you say okay again.
Tonight, just introduce the song.
The song is titled Silence is Golden.
Wow.
And enjoy.
I am a South African. I carry the hopes and dreams of my country and the generations to come. I know that it's not where I come from, but where I'm going to that really matters. At Sibanye, we believe the future of our country will be defined by our actions today, which is why we are committed to the development of our leaders. Sibanye, we are one. Visit us on sibanyegold.co.za.
To be where you are, to be where you are, to be where you are. You make me want to, you make me want to be where you are, to be where you are, to be where you are.
To be where you are, to be where you are. You make me want to, you make me want to be where you are, to be where you are, to be where you are. And your silence is golden. Whoa. Your silence when we sit and we talk, but we don't say a word to each other. I love.
Oh snap, Zim Conversations.
Wow.
Your boy KF.
It's Big Daddy Black in the building. I got all your money.
And that's Crimson Blue just killing it with them vocals. Where you at tomorrow? Tell the whole world where you at tomorrow, man.
Are you tomorrow? Somewhere tomorrow?
Yeah. Really? I'm at Zuri Social Lounge at the Mall of Africa.
Mm, that sounds
Come
nice.
Through. 3 till 8.
Okay.
Yeah, we're going to be there.
You can't tell anyone else that we're coming. We just kind of show up places. Like we don't tell. Anyway, yeah, you guys can go and see her there. If you see us... Just don't say anything.
I don't think anyone actually knows us.
Really?
Yeah.
They know me. I owe a lot of people.
So, Kamu, I'm my boy on Facebook, people back home in Zim, he sends me this little screenshot.
He took a bond note.
People know not to mess up my inbox with no bond paper. I don't even call them bond notes. That's bond paper.
It's just bond paper.
Yeah. We're not getting political today, though.
Yeah,
you know. But anyway. So he sends me a picture of me in the newspaper, in the Herald.
Are you in the Herald?
Yeah, I was in the Herald, man.
What?
The Herald doesn't really like me.
Well, okay, let's not go into that.
Zim doesn't like me at all. Like, you know what I mean?
Okay. Zim never gave me a chance, but now they're like, oh, they're, you know, yeah. But anyway, so they tell me, and then I send it to Frank.
Yeah.
And it's like, so I'm right there, like, you know, names are next to each other. I'm like, God, if I could be next to this dude in physically in terms of wealth and stuff, that would be a good look.
Really,
and not
nice.
Just in the newspaper. So it said, millionaire Frank Buyanga and other people, like Jesse F. Malindi Jr.
were there.
Yes.
Nice. What and was then, that for? Was that for the...
Zimbabwe Achievers Award.
The Zimbabwe... Yeah. Oh, that award show. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I wanted to talk about that. Yeah.
You go ahead.
Yeah, well...
Go ahead.
I don't see anyone achieving anything. They don't need to get no awards for nothing. I'm not a big fan of the award show.
I mean, I love to celebrate success. The only thing that I realized at the Achievers Awards was that a lot of the people there are people we don't even know and don't really acknowledge that they're Zimbabweans. Really? Like, I'm like, oh my God, you're Zimbabwean? Actually Zimbabwean?
You know who surprised me? Chi Mende.
Yeah.
She was there, the chick. Yeah.
Yeah.
Dog, like, I actually hit it up. I was like, yo, man, she used to come on the show because I need to understand, like how. Like, okay, Zimbos are very sneaky.
We need to talk about that, about the type of people that we have.
Shout out to Oskido, who can't, till today, you can't even
say. We need to talk about the type of people that we have on the show. Like, that's another thing. I mean, and you know, I've been tripping about the brand.
Here,
like,
you go.
There are a lot of people who want to take advantage of. I mean,
no, this is a big step up.
This show is called Zim Conversations. We celebrate being Zimbabwean. If you're not out there in the public telling people that I am a Zimbabwean, I'm proud to be Zimbabwean, I represent my country,
there's no point in having
you on our show.
Unless you're really, really hard.
You know what I mean?
And then,
the person who won my category didn't.
What category was that?
Best artist.
Really? Who won that?
She didn't even come. Nadia. She didn't even come through.
Oh, man. But shout out to Nadia, though. Nadia crazy.
Because she's your homie?
Because she's my friend. But like, I understand, because Nadia's kind of busy right now. You know, like, you know, she got a whole lot of things going on. You know, like, coming up to the Maslow and all that. That don't make no sense. You know?
Okay. I don't know about that. But anyway, if a millionaire could come through.
It's funny you said that.
If a millionaire could come through in his Phantom, I don't know how you don't have
it's
time to come
through.
It's
still running downstairs.
No, that's the Bentley. He came with the Phantom.
Oh, that on that night?
Yeah,
he came. It was probably running that night, too.
But you know what? So I was talking to Frank before.
Yeah.
And there's some very pertinent issues. We're going to go real serious, take it back to Zim Conversations back in the day for the next 10 minutes before we go back to our silly selves. And Frank, we're gonna grill you extremely.
No one is going to allow you to make this show a serious thing, okay?
No. There's some very serious matters that we need to discuss.
No, go
Frank,
ahead.
There's one issue that I have an issue with, and it's that it's a fallacy for me. They call it entrepreneurship.
Okay.
We want to breed entrepreneurs. We want entrepreneurs.
Yes.
What's entrepreneur? Like, people make it seem as if you can just wake up and say, I want to start a business, and start a business.
Yeah. It's a high level of criminal ambition, I guess.
Once you have the passion, you have the drive, you can create that within yourself if you have it. And you move. And you become an entrepreneur. Just like that. Boom. You've got to have it in you.
I think I got a whole lot in me. I just don't have money. Because, I mean, where do you start?
Money's a figment of your imagination. Money's a piece of paper.
Frank, that's something that people with money say.
No, you can have as much money as you
want. Thank you so much.
Money's neither here nor there.
Thank you, Frank Buyanga, for this interview. It's been great.
We had dinner the other day, and you know when you're just saying, okay, just for the sake of saying, okay, he's like, money is just paper. I'm like, Frank,
but honestly,
really,
it's
money.
There's so much money. There's so much of it. You know, you just go mad. You have to have a plan.
Yeah, true.
As a Zimbabwean today, and thank you, Tendai, for coming through. Really honored to meet you, Crimson, representing and flying our flag high up there as Zimbabweans. Mm. I'm really grateful and honored as well. Thank you.
I'm honored to meet you. And I'm honored to meet him.
I'm honored to meet him.
What about the people who are actually hosting
the
show?
I know you, Frank.
We've met. Back to you guys.
Okay, so what do you think is the problem in regards to entrepreneurship in Zim? It doesn't exist. Well, I mean, it exists.
No, but I mean, I think Zimbabweans are people that are all over the world today.
Yeah.
We don't need to look at them as Zimbabweans.
Yeah.
The Zimbabwean people are in all parts of the world today.
Yeah.
And it's important to reach out to those people because those people are as important as the people in Zimbabwe.
The diaspora.
The Zimbabwean people are like the Israelis. They are the most intelligent people in Africa. They are the best human capital that Africa has to offer, and they will certainly create value wherever they are. Yeah. And Zimbabwe will just become a place.
Our best export
from.
Is our people.
Yes, it is human capital indeed. Thank you.
And we'll continue.
And even as
that.
We're here in South Africa, we form a part of South Africa. Yeah. We are South African because
that's
we're here.
Something, that's something we actually wanted to discuss as well. The value add of Zimbabweans within this country.
Zimbabweans are South Africans.
Yeah. Well, we're the backbone of South Africa.
Do you want it? Yeah.
Well, let me pull out this book that I've got that I move around with so that we don't have any issues in terms of what we are, who we are, and what we stand for. This is the Constitution. Of the Republic of South Africa, 1996, as you can see. I mean, anyone can
This is the actual constitution.
You just pulled out the constitution.
Whenever you live in a country, you should always have the constitution on you. Because when you have the constitution on you, you're virtually untouchable if you are moving in the right light of things. If you can allow me to read the preamble, as it were. We, the people of South Africa, recognize the injustice of the past. Honor those who suffered for justice and freedom in our land. Respect those who have worked to build and develop our country. And believe that South Africa belongs to all who live in it. Mm. United in diversity, we therefore, through our freely elected representatives, adopt the Constitution as the supreme law of the Republic. Not the presidency, not the parties, not the parliament, but the supreme. This book is the supreme power, and no one can tell us otherwise. However, heal the divisions of the past and establish a society based on democratic values. Social justice and fundamental human rights lay the foundations for a democratic and open society in which government is based on the will of the people. Now, let me tell you something. When it says all the people who live in South Africa, I think you live in South Africa, and you live in South Africa, and you live in South Africa. Yeah. So, that's it. The only thing is our advocates and our lawmakers and legislators don't take this preamble very seriously. Mm. Then we wouldn't have to deal with so many of the issues that Zimbabweans have to deal with today.
Yeah.
Frank's out here campaigning on the show, man. Like, hey, Palisa, you need to be here. Where's that round of applause thing?
Oh, she's gone, man.
Hey, man, she's trippy.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know what you did, though, but she's not happy anymore.
I'm sorry. I'm really sorry if I brought the tone of the show down. Cause
no, it's awesome.
Really
Look, it's cool, Frank. You just pulled out a little
the Constitution.
Bit from your pocket.
Like, he pulled out.
I think if everybody had a copy of that,
yeah,
and like walked around with it.
Then we'll probably get brutalized.
You know, and
now you are carrying a copy of a constitution in a South Africa. You see, now.
Kamu, you know, I come from a human rights background.
But that's what they're going to do.
And I think if people know their
rights.
Where's
the passport?
There's nothing.
Bring a passport.
Sorry,
Dan. Bring a passport. If you are going to carry a constitution, you must carry a passport with a constitution. You're nonsense, Wena.
Like, you really do the
well with the correct numbers and with the right passion that they can be addressed in the correct manner.
It actually can.
Mm.
But for now, as long as there's metro cops on the road, I'm good. You know.
Well,
I'm
the difficulty really is there's no unity amongst the people.
Yeah.
So as long as there's no unity amongst the people, we cannot drive their agenda. And we continue to be divided and ruled, such as
that's
the Philip of Macedonia mentioned some time
back. That's become a cliche that I hear over and over again. There's no unity. What do we mean by there is no unity? And apart from just, you know, looking at the problem, what's the solution? Because I personally, like, I don't think my goggles must be from Mars. Because in terms of myself, like, when I hear of a job opening, the first thing I think of is one of my dudes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I think of a friend, really. Yeah. Are you that dude who did not put his phone on silent? There's always that one person who does not put their phone on silent. There's always that in the room.
That's me.
But Frank, Kamu, both Tendai's.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, guys, the reason why y'all are here is because I thought to myself, you guys could do something for our show, and I think we could do something for your personalities. I mean, when I think of my brothers and sisters in Zim, and whenever opportunities arise, I mean, this whole show is based off of the unity of Zimbabweans and us trying to promote, and you know, Zimbabwe, the culture, the people, our successes, our stories, whatever, we're going through the hardships.
Yeah.
Tendai, the fact that you're here, you know, being who you are, old celebrity, walking around in hoodies, that that means that you wanted to support a brother. Frank, for you to come through, Kamu, you were talking about Nadia Nakai, and you're like, she doesn't have time. That's the lack of unity. But if a millionaire that's could a, come through, like, mm-hmm. I mean,
I'm a servant of the people. I'm a servant of the word of God. So, you know, I have to do what I'm asked to do.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
So where do you guys think the unity is lacking? Do you actually think that we're not united as Zimbabweans?
Yeah, totally. Yeah.
If not only in Zimbabwe, forget about Zimbabwe. Just we're generally. Not, we're generally, we're not united. We're
people
a,
are just
we've
not.
We've got a billion Africans in Africa today,
mm-hmm.
right? A billion. But what decision have we made? And what impact do we have?
We don't have a seat on the Security Council.
I mean, we are here in South Africa today, and we are running on the rand. And how much of that rand is controlled by us? I remember going to Russia in 2010 and having a meeting with the Russian presidency in which we directed that a lot of the trade between South Africa and Russia was
going
to...
Frank, I like how you throw these things in there.
No, but then you have an issue because just the transfer pricing, just the currency volatility, it affects great value. Yeah. I mean, today we're here today dealing with issues of AGOA, and what that means tomorrow is there's going to be less... employment. There's going to be more rife. There's going to be more people arguing in the homes because there's no money. And that will lead to the husband leaving the house and getting a prostitute and getting HIV. That means the pharmaceutical companies make more money. But what does that do for our people? Those are the real issues. Well, so there's a domino effect in all these issues.
He took it there.
See, he's just out here making people sad. I was having
a good
day.
No, I'm sorry.
I was having a good day, Frank.
I always have a realistic day. I never have good days. I'm always on the realistic path. I'm sorry about that, but I have to tell you.
It took him the worst case scenario. There's going to be arguments in the house. Then the husband's going to leave and he's going to get AIDS.
Yeah, well, that's what's going to happen, isn't it? Because he's going to get some bird down the road. That is this that's short-term. That's short-term
but
thinking.
Isn't it funny that when you've got problems in your home, there's always a bird waiting to help you out.
Did I just get like thrown under the bus?
I see tonight. He's moving his head. Man's got his. Oh my god.
No, guys, no, don't.
You guys have caused some trouble.
Too late, brother. No, but
it's a holiday.
Look, it's Frank's fault. He said, okay, you know, we're going to have a very realistic Friday today.
Yes.
I didn't even know it was a holiday when I woke up.
Doesn't make any
sense. Speaking of which, I spoke about this. I don't know, Frank, you were there. Kamu, you weren't there.
Okay.
So today, the holiday is Reconciliation Day.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And you know, I was saying, what are your views on reconciliation in South Africa? I want to hear your views and then Frank's views.
Well, it's kind of tricky for me. I feel like there's actually no reconciliation that actually took place.
Done deal. Thank
right?
you.
that's about it, man. I mean, South Africa for me actually is a huge challenge in terms of living within the society. It started off nice when I was in school. But as you actually like
in turn integrate like, and grow.
Exactly. And you know,
especially coming from where we've come from, where you've lived abroad and you've lived in, you know, probably all continents. And you've got white friends.
Yeah. Mm. I actually want to say something.
It's a big deal having white friends in South Africa. Like, oh my God.
I was
thinking about this in the Uber, and like, we've been talking the whole morning with somebody I cannot mention. Can't mention people. Today. Yeah. So I was having a conversation with one of the artists who attended the South African Hip Hop Awards. And you know, obviously Gemini Major's from Malawi.
Yeah.
You know, so he's a Chimwene.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he's a tailor.
They call us Kwerekweres.
His father was probably a tailor. Mm. Yeah. Mm. So, but Gemini Major couldn't win the Producer of the Year award because he's Malawian.
Who won it?
Wow.
Tweezy.
Last year was Gemini's
but do
year.
But do you remember this, that before, this, during the Confederate, it was Northern Rhodesia, Southern Rhodesia,
exactly.
And South and Nyasaland, and that was all one unit.
Exactly.
So what I'm trying to say to you today is we're all the same people.
But that's where I'm going, Frank, because...
But you spent 6 hours at Beitbridge Border Post burning... For what?
For what?
And then after that, hitting a couple of potholes, you may not even get home. That's the truth, isn't it?
It's not making sense.
Yeah.
For me, I'm like, okay, fine.
We've got to break this thing up.
From a reconciliation
really? I mean, what
perspective,
is it?
It's crazy.
Yeah.
The white people, I don't really mind too
Forget
much.
The white people. It's called classism.
Yeah, that's
what we're
gonna
more
happen.
Superior at the end of the day, if you really want to know.
Oh, snap. Frank, are you going to take it there? Take it there, Frank.
No, we are superior. Explain that. Of course we're superior. We're the authors of destiny.
Exactly.
We're the dominant culture, the dominant
our
being.
Land. This is our land.
Well, we know this is us.
This is not white
Once
people
you go
know.
Black.
This is black.
You can't
I feel
go
like,
back.
I feel like the only
you
way
know that.
The only way white people, the only way the white man wanted to do this thing of putting us down is like by creating things that we ain't never heard of, like xenophobia.
Yeah. We are
like,
more superior. We're always
before.
Happy.
Exactly.
Where did xenophobia come from? It did not come from some black man somewhere.
Yeah.
I mean, there was no xenophobia.
I mean, look at Rwanda. I mean, the Hutus and Tutsis. That I mean, you know, they're like, okay, you guys look a bit more like us, so we're gonna work with you. But then when we leave, we're gonna leave the really dark dudes to start running your country. And then we're gonna separate you guys.
Someone explain to me why Gemini didn't win that award, because it doesn't make no goddamn sense. But I was happy. You know why? Because now it just showed him, the young little Rasta man, that it doesn't matter how these African people can bring you close. They're not your friends.
Just make your money.
It also shows you
bounce.
That this isn't the goal. Like, don't be
exactly
trying to get this award and feel
That's
like...
That's why me and Tendai are moving to England.
This Ooh. Isn't the
in
goal.
In January, in Tendai. Ndoro.
Oh, the team.
Yeah. We're moving to England. We're moving to England.
Okay.
So I'm going to have an accent like Frank's real soon.
Okay. Wow. Okay. As long as you get him a Champions League team, that's the most important thing.
Frank, last words. I wanted to hear about reconciliation, in terms of reconciliation. Today being the reconciliation holiday. What do you guys call it, Patterson?
Day of Reconciliation.
Day of Reconciliation. They
more
have like a
more like the
way
day
of
ratchetry. Yeah. Yeah, let's go to the hood.
Well, we've reconciled. We're together. We're here.
You feel like there's actual reconciliation in South Africa?
Yeah, it's a state. It's a mind over matter. It's all in the brain. And you can sleep in the same house, and we're still brothers, aren't we? At the end of the day, what's it all about? Why should?
What
we
if you're burning the house down, though?
If I'm burning the house down, then you'll come and, you know, you'll deal with me. But I believe that we are, it is a work in progress.
Yes.
The TRC, you know, we know about that. We know what happened. We are together today. We need to learn more as Africans across the continent to understand each other more and understand that we're one people. We're not separated. The borders are only there to protect the people that are in power today.
Yeah.
And it is those people that run around in German taxis and all sorts of things. And it's those people that are taking advantage of taxpayers' money. But I mean, we'll get to a stage where we'll deal with all these issues. But I mean, let us continue to enjoy ourselves.
I think, you know, truth be told, I mean, I really agree with you. But I think the conversation needs to be had. And I think the biggest problem, I don't expect things to change overnight.
Yeah.
You know, it's only been a couple of, two decades since you guys gained your independence, Palesa. And things can't change overnight. But the conversation needs to be had. And I don't see people talking about it. It's like the way Obama kept running away from saying there's blatant racism in America.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't run away from it. Let's tackle it. Let's talk about it. I mean, you know, in a couple of decades, maybe a century, you know, something might happen. When all the kids are colored and, you know, just curly hair and light skin.
Wow. Really? That's it?
That's it, man. Hey, we got to wrap it up. Come on, you want to wrap it up?
No, I just, you know.
No. I think we need 2 hours.
Do you think we need 2 hours?
Who's coming on after this? Should we just take over?
They probably won't come. They're on holiday.
Anyway, and then before we wrap it up, we're going to play Crimson. We got one more track to play,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay, it's already lined up.
This track is called The Way I.
Okay.
The Way I.
Now I see where you're going with this.
Do
thing.
You?
Yeah.
Do you see?
Yeah, no,
did
see
you hear the way she said, Frank? Did you hear the way she said
but,
the way?
But
I,
why do black? Why do black female?
You're not even
going to
look at
her. For
these
type of songs.
What do you mean?
Why do you guys go for these like the way you want?
Wait, hold on. Hey, Kamu Tene, did you hear that? Frank's like, I'm not even trying to look at her right now. He's like, hey, you about to leave in that Bentley, girl? Give me a call tomorrow. I made this happen. Snap and Zim Conversations with your boy KF.
Yo, it's Big Daddy Black in the building. And we'd like to say thank you to everybody who came on the show today, Mr.
Reverend Frank Buyanga.
Oh, is he a reverend now?
Yeah, he's a reverend.
Frank, come on, man. Okay, all right.
Don't mess up our sponsorship, family.
I'm not going to mess
say it
up.
After he writes the check. Goddamn. After he writes the check, Kamu. Right. Snap.
And we'd also like to welcome Tendai to Mamelodi Sundance, you know. Officially from
Tendai Ndoro, legendary, yeah.
Thank
man.
You so
Thank
much.
You so much.
Thank
appreciate
so much,
it, brother.
Yeah.
Drinks on you later. Crimson, Shout out to you. What's the next track that we're going to play as we close out the show? Some conversations.
This is the way I.
Palisa, do your thing.
CliffCentral.com.